We have the next presentation of the school report card under the DIST, District Information System for Education, National University of Education, Planning and Administration. So preferably 10 minutes presentation and a 15 minutes dialogue.
That should be reversed. I am making this presentation on behalf of the National University of Education Planning and Administration and also on behalf of Department of School Education and Literacy, Ministry of Human Resource Development, Government of India. This is regarding the school report cards.in developed under the project District Information System for Education, which is developed for to take care the planning, monitoring and implementation need of Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan program, one of the mega projects of Government of India. In view of the limitations of the management information system, at the time of launching the district primary education program in 94-95, the Government of India realized at that time that the information system is not in a position to take care of the district primary education program. That is how it was decided in 94-95 that let there be a computerized education management information system with the school as the unit of data collection and district as the unit of data dissemination be developed, and the responsibility to develop such a system was assigned to National Institute of Education Planning and Administration, which has now become National University of Education Planning and Administration, and NIPA joined hands with the Government of India and UNICEF. UNICEF is supporting this project since its inception in 94-95. So we designed a data capture format which takes care of the need of all nationwide variables which has got implications are kept in the data capture format, but at the same time the state specific variables can also be added to the data capture format, and NIPA designed and developed a software which is now popularly known as District Information System for Education or DIST, which is under implementation in all the 635 districts of our country, across 35 districts, states of our country. We receive data from around 70,000 clusters spread over 7,000 blocks of our country and none less than 1.3 million schools imparting elementary level of education have already been covered under the District Information System for Education. The process which was started in the year 94-95 through 7 DPP phase 1 states in 42 districts could able to reach to something around 604 districts in the year 2005-06, covering all the districts of our country at that time. So the year 2005-06 was the first year when the entire country got covered under the District Information System for Education. So far as the major landmark of this particular project, school report cards.in under the project DICE is concerned, we could able to establish management information system units across the country, both at the state and the district levels. And now there is a process of establishing the management information system units even at the block level. A few states they have already established, and the computer programmer and the MIS in charge is already there at the block level. Right now, DICE software is installed at the district level, and very soon it supports at different levels such as the cluster, block, state and the district level. So the MIS units are there. There are no more data gaps are available. The information, whatever information is required for efficient development of the elementary education plans is now available in ready to use form from the District Information System for Education. And in view of the provisions of right to education, we have modified our data capture format and we are ready for to monitor the different aspects of right to education in the years which follow. One of the significant achievements of our project is that we have completely eradicated, drastically reduced the time lag in availability of educational statistics, which was earlier used to be 7 to 8 years. It has come down to 1 year at the national level and it is only few months at the state and the district level. As a part of our activities, we used to present, bring out a set of 8 publications in a year, Dice Flash Statistics, District Report Cards, State Report Cards, Elementary Education in Rural India, Elementary Education in Urban India, Analytical Reports, Analytical Tables, like that one. But the School Report Cards.in is perhaps the one of the most important, significant outcome of the activities which we have initiated at NUPA jointly with the UNICEF and MHRD. At School Report Cards.in, the individual school-specific report card, in case of all the 1.3 million schools, not only for the year 2009-10, but for the last 5 years, beginning from 2005-06, along with a 2-page descriptive report in case of each and every school, is made available at schoolreportcards.in. This schoolreportcards.in is available for the last 5 years, and not only it is available in English and Hindi, but it is also available in 6 other regional languages. A 2-page descriptive report is the heart of our site, and which presents the detailed analysis of each and every school, indicating what are the strengths and weaknesses of this particular particular school. Of late, the user used to complain that it is very difficult to undertake the empirical studies based upon the data of the Dice. Thereby, of late, we have launched another facility through which any user from across the world can download our raw data, which we maintained at NUPA, New Delhi. So by just registering, anyone can download the information and can undertake in the Excel format and can manipulate the data by exporting it to SPSS or any other software. In view of the our achievements in the recent past, we are now gearing up to meet the challenges of Right to Education Act, and we are now ready for Right to Education to monitor the different aspects of Right to Education. And in a few weeks from now, I am happy to report to you that we are expected to receive data from one of the states. Many states, they have collected the data. The data of reference for the year 2010-11 is September 30th, 2010. Many states like Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, and a few others, they have already collected the data, pulsed the data. They are now in the process of checking the data, and very soon we are hopeful that we will receive at the national level data, starting receiving data from these states. In view of our achievements, recently we were also awarded the e-governance 2010 national award, as well as the e-India 2010 national awards. This is in very brief. In a year, we used to bring out 8 publications, and the total number of volumes are 17,000 volumes in a year. And by the time we receive the data of the next year, we have to bring out all these publications. We have to dispatch all these publications. We have adopted a transparent policy. The DICE and the school report cards is totally a transparent system. And we have adopted a strong dissemination policy, because we believe that if the data is disseminated adequately, the chances are that it would be utilized. And if it is utilized, the chances are that the fingers will be raised about the quality of our data. And that is the only way through which we can further improve the quality of our data, which has already improved in the last 4 or 5 years. We believe that improving quality is cannot be achieved in a one go. It is a continuing process, and we are working very hard towards further improving the quality of our data. We have now made it mandatory for all the states to ensure 5% random sample checking of the DICE data by an independent agency not involved in implementation, monitoring and planning of the Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan program. At NUPA also, we have undertaken a specific post-enumeration survey of our data, and we are quite confident that it will also help us in further improving the quality of our data. So far as the coverage is concerned, as of now, we collect data only from the recognized institutions imparting elementary level of education, but now in view of the Right to Education Act, we have extended the coverage even to the unrecognized schools, and we will be able to monitor different aspects of Right to Education through the District Information System for Education and School Report Card.in. There is not any other system in our country through which different aspects of Right to Education Act can be monitored. Ours is the only website of its nature throughout the world maintaining a comprehensive profile of more than 1.3 million schools every year, and that data is available at disaggregated level, right from a school to cluster, block, district, state and the national level, not only for the 1 year but for the last 5 years. We are here to stay, and we will continue to contribute towards the strengthening of educational management information system in our country. Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity. Thank you. My name is Arun Mehta. I am working as a professor and head in the National University of Education Planning Administration.